is you're waiting on where you want it to be, then you're probably making one or all three of these sneaky mistakes. Listen on to find out what these mistakes are and the solution for each.
Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how.
So welcome to Joyful Eating, episode 154. So this week we're going to be talking about the top three sneaky weight loss mistakes. But before we get to that, the best bite I had recently. So I was in Sydney just in January and happened to pick up a locally produced jerky, and I was thinking about, was looking like my energy was feeling a bit low and I wanted to get my iron levels up. So I was like, oh, I'll try some jerky. And I hadn't really had a lot of jerky in my life, and mainly because I thought it was like processed food, so not such a great option. But I thought, I'll just try this. Seemed natural, it's organic, blah, blah, blah. Tried it. I loved it so much. And so it's actually like a local Australian company called Kooey. I'll link to them in the show notes. It's actually fermented beef and there's no nitrites in it. And like, I just loved chewing on it. I actually found it really helpful. And I think it's really great for getting as an option for a high protein snack. So yes, shout out to the Kooey beef jerky. Plan for today is first I want to share the story behind this episode. And then we're going to look at these top three mistakes. So what they are, and then we'll look at each of them, what the solution is for each. And I've got a bonus tip to share with you at the end, as always. So the story behind this is, like, I've been running the Naturally Healthy Club, which is my weight loss to food lovers program, for coming up for 3 years, I think, now. And it might be longer, definitely 3 years. And the thing is that, like, it's funny, each time, like, there's some just common mistakes that come up that people are making. And when we correct those, they really see a massive change and they get their weight starts moving. It feels easy. And it's really like, it's so fun to have that happen. And so I was coaching on some of these common mistakes again today. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do a podcast episode around it. So the three mistakes about that I see coming up again and again, one is what I call food moralizing. So seeing food as good and bad, and I'll go into more detail about that. Second is the sneaky grazing. So eating little bits here and there, the little something, something. And then the third is being part of the clean plate club. So feeling like you need to clean the plate all the time. So those are the three mistakes. So let's go and dive into each of those a bit more in depth. Dive into them more in depth. Great, Jules. Okay, so the first one is this food moralizing. And I think the first thing to recognize is that we live in a culture where food is either healthy or not healthy. It's good or bad. And this is so prevalent in diet culture, but it's also just prevalent in the world. And even like my kids at school, they're in primary school, they're being taught about healthy food and not healthy food. And it's just like, which that's another story for another day. But this is the water that we're swimming in. We're swimming in this paradigm of that food's either good or bad. And so when we're seeing food as good or bad, there's a couple of problems. One of them is that actually like builds the desire for bad food, because we shouldn't be having that. And then of course we want it more and more. When you can't, like, you know, it's just part of human nature. When you think that you can't have something, it builds a desire for it. So if I can't have donuts because they're bad, like, that makes you want them more. So that's one of the problems with food moralizing. But I think the biggest one that really keeps people stuck is this thought that, oh, well, you know, I'm eating too much processed food. I'm eating too much junk food. I can't start cooking fresh, healthy food from scratch. Therefore, my weight is going to be a problem. And just why this is like such a big mistake is that it keeps people stuck, because then in order to lose weight in their mind, they have to like go on this big, huge project where they're going to cut out all the bad foods. They're only going to eat good foods. They're going to have to learn to cook. It's overwhelming. It's like, seems so big. And so of course, like, nothing happens and they keep eating the same stuff and like their weight stays the same or gets worse. And so the solution to this whole food moralizing, seeing food as good and bad, is actually to approach food from this different way and actually realize that all food has values. Like, like cookies have value. Pizza has value. Like ice cream, it's delicious. Like, and sometimes the value that the food get is nutrients, but sometimes it's comfort. Sometimes it's nostalgia. Sometimes it's celebration. Sometimes it's connection. Sometimes it's sharing an ice cream cone with someone. Like it's that connection as well. So there's so many other reasons why food has value. And so what we want to do is just recognize that all food has value and then approach what we're going to eat from this idea that it's actually not what you're eating that is the problem, it's how much. And I want you to do a little thought experiment with me now, but like just sit, think about it. If you were having ice cream every day, but you were sitting down and you were serving yourself a modest scoop and you're sitting down, you're really enjoying it, compared to if you were eating like just randomly eating a tub of ice cream every day. Like, of course, if you're eating like a scoop of ice cream, then it's not necessarily going to be a problem for your weight, but it depends on what else you're eating in the context of the day. But if you're eating a tub of the stuff, like that is going to cause a problem. So the thing to really remember in the good food, bad food story is that actually the amount that we have is really plays into this. And so having small, regular, reasonable amounts of whatever bad food, then is not a problem. It's when we eat too much of them. And so the cool thing about it is when you approach it from that mindset is that actually I can lose weight and be eating cookies. I can lose weight and be eating pizza. I can lose weight and be eating any of the foods that I love if I'm not eating too much of them. And so that just takes you off the hook from having to change what you're eating, which is like huge relief. Of course, if you feel inspired and you want to take a cooking class with someone like me, of course, by all means, but you don't have to do that. Just seeing it, it's like, actually, I don't have to do that. I can just focus on the quantity of what I'm currently eating, and that will be enough to move my weight. And I've worked with heaps of people that haven't actually changed anything about what they're eating. They've just looked at their portion sizes and changed that. And that's, sure, it's not like as dramatic as going on some crazy keto fast, but the thing is that it's sustainable. And so they're able to do it over the long term. And so then like 6 months later, 2 years later, they're like, you know, they can have lost like 100 pounds or 80 pounds. And it hasn't been hard because they've been doing this thing. Just being reasonable with their serving sizes, they're not feeling deprived, and it all kind of becomes this easy thing. So that's the first one, is this whole good food, bad food thing. So we want to let that, the solution there is really just getting real with yourself and just saying, hey, hang on, coaching yourself and go, hang on, it's not what I'm eating, it's how much I'm eating. And if I change how much I'm eating, that's going to have a difference. And when you approach it from that way, it's like, oh yeah, of course. So that feels really good. So that's the first mistake in the solution. So the next one is this sneaky grazing. And I was actually coaching someone this morning and she was like, oh, you know, my weight's starting to go up. And it had been stable for a while. And she's like, oh, my weight's starting to go up. And she was like, but I'm not eating that much. Like, what's going on? And then, so of course, like she had this sneaky thought that, oh yeah, like I'm not eating that much, because she wasn't ever like, you know, feeling sick and, you know, eating it enough to make yourself feel like really uncomfortable. But then when we dove into it, she was like, oh, actually. And so it's like asking about like exactly, you know, what times of day she's eating. She was like, actually, the after dinner snacking habit has come back. And so we identified for her that, yeah. And the thing is, like, grazing after dinner, going back to a little bit of beer, a little bit of that, a little cheese, a bit of nuts, a bit of chocolate. And like, when you do that over a couple of hours, or over, if you think about it, if you're grazing over the whole day, you never really feel satisfied. Like, you never get that feeling about, oh, I've eaten too much. But the amount of calorie, like the amount of food that you're actually eating in the course of the day, is way too much.
Just a quick break to say thank you so much for listening to Joyful Eating. I really appreciate you. And also, like, when you introduce something valuable to someone, they associate that value with you. So if you'd like goodwill directly from another food lover, then tell them about this podcast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now let's get back to the show.
So the solution there, of course, if you have this sneaky grazing habit, is just first of all to recognize it. Like, it's come up for me a lot. Mine tends to be more, less the after dinner, but more of the picking when I'm cooking. I'll just have a little bit of nuts, yeah, and it can easily add up to a lot. And then also when I'm cleaning up the kitchen, that's the other time that it shows up for me. And so what we want to do is just recognize that that's actually the behavior that's low-hanging fruit, because none of that food that you're eating, you're grabbing little bits here and there, is really satisfying or enjoyable. And it's easy to just set the intention. Like when you set the intention to not do that, it's mad how you can actually do it. Like I used to, like when I do a photo shoot, I'd be like cooking the whole day and I used to be excited, but and at the end of the day, I'd feel so gross. So I'd eaten all these little, all day. And then what I started doing is just setting intention. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. And it's mad. Like I still can't believe that it was that simple, but I could just decide, actually, I'm not going to do that anymore. And of course, there's times where I kind of start to, and then I have to stop and go, no, and redecide. But it's amazing what a difference that makes that I could do that. Like it's so wild to me. And so whatever your sneaky grazing habit is, like that, just know that it's possible for you to do that. What you want to do is just set the intention that, yes, if I'm going to be eating, I'm going to make it official. I'm going to serve out whatever it is. So it's fine to snack. It's just you want to dial in that random grazing part where you're just eating randomly out of bits and pieces. So if you are going to snack, yes, make an intention. Like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to serve yourself out, put the food away, and then sit down and eat and whatever it is. And then, of course, if you really don't feel satisfied, go back and get more. But you want to just do that with your, like, be intentional around it. So that's the second thing, is sneaky grazing. And like, seriously, if you could just do that one thing of being onto yourself when you're having those random snacks, like that has a significant impact on your weight over the long term. The third mistake we make is like this being part of the clean plate club, which of course so many of us were raised in, like you have to finish your plate and being left at the, you have to stay at the table until your plate was finished, and this whole food waste story that we've been told about how bad it is to waste food. So of course this is this comes up for so many people. And so one solution is to coach yourself on that. And for some people that's you're able to like let go of the food waste story and break up with the food clean plate club. But if you feel that that's really strong for you and you're not, don't really want to change it, which is totally fine, then what I encourage you to do instead is just use that to your advantage and just be super intentional about the serving sizes. So whenever you're putting food in your plate, just thinking to yourself, well, I am going to eat all this. So do I really need this much? And just, and knowing that you can, if you serve yourself less, you give yourself the option of, oh yeah, this isn't enough. If I don't feel satisfied at the end of this, I can go back and get more. But oftentimes what you'll find is like your smaller serving, by the time you get to the end of it, you're actually like, no, actually I'm done. That's good. And then like you've actually eaten significantly less food. And so just those two things, just stopping the grazing and breaking up with the clean plate club and being intentional, or just being intentional with your clean plate. So many people, like just those two things have like radically changed their lives and made a huge difference to their waistline over time without having to like go on some crazy counting thing or doing anything weird. So the solution to, yeah, is serving yourself less and making sure you feel satisfied. So there are three mistakes. So food paralyzing, sneaky grazing, being a member of the clean plate club. And I promised you a bonus tip. And so my bonus tip for you today is, like, that's three things, and that can be quite a lot. So what we want to do is just focus on one small thing this week or even today. And the thing that I would recommend focusing on is just being intentional with serving yourself out food. So just rather than letting yourself randomly graze, if you notice that happening, go, okay, no problem. I'm just going to serve myself out and then I'll eat. And just build that habit of serving yourself rather than random grazing or sneaky grazing. And seriously, that is the first step that's going to make a huge difference. And the other thing to remember with all of this is that you don't have to do it perfectly. So there are still sometimes where I'm in the kitchen and I start picking and it's like not a problem. Like sometimes it even goes on for a little while, but I recognize it when it happens and I pause and I stop. And I just decided to choose again in that moment to, oh yeah, I don't have to do this perfectly, but also I'm going to be better. It'll be better if I wait till dinner and coach myself in that moment, and it makes a huge difference. So that's it for today. 3 sneaky mistakes and 1 bonus tip to get you focused on starting small. Before we wrap up, if you're like fed up with popular diet culture, and if you're confused about what to do next, like you know that restriction and diets don't work because if they were going to work, they probably would have worked by now and we wouldn't have this whole obesity epidemic. And you want to find a simple way of eating and being a simple way of eating that will work for life, that is something that's sustainable that you can do, that also feels doable and enjoyable, and when you're not having to cut out all the foods that you love. And if you want to learn to like really be able to tune into your needs, like tune into what your body needs, but also to your emotional needs, then I invite you to apply for the Naturally Healthy Club. So it's my 6-month coaching group where you'll discover your own simple, doable process to become someone who has the best of both worlds, where you're eating food that you love and you're also feeling good in the flow. So it's specifically designed to help food lovers. So if that sounds good, then check out the link in the show notes or go to thestonesoup.com and you'll be able to get more details about the next enrollment there. Okay, have a fantastic week. Serving yourself up, being intentional, and I will catch you next week. Bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, and I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.